Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. The topic of the week is dealing with other people's fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And on the last episode, I gave you one shift that you can make so that you can really start to look at influencing in a different way, because that's really what we're talking about here. If you're getting frustrated, if you're getting angry, if you're getting sad, if you're feeling anxious about dealing with other people, with other people's stuff, then really what it is, it's a lack of confidence. It's an insecurity around your ability to influence other people. Because if you had 100% confidence in your ability to influence other people, you wouldn't worry about dealing with them. You'd know how to deal with them no matter what. And so the shift that I shared is that, remember, you can't control other people. That's not the goal here. The goal is to influence them. So know the difference between controlling and influencing. And that'll help you show up in service to others and help you show up with a Zen-like detachment from the outcome. Whether or not they choose to go the way that you want, that you've tried to convince them to go, whether or not the other person does that, you win because you showed up and you did the best you could. And so today, I want to share another shift, but in order to get there and for you to appreciate what it is I'm talking about, I want to talk about how not. I want to talk more about the how and also about the how not. You know, in the last episode, I talked about what's at stake and, you know, some examples around what it might feel to be frustrated with dealing with other people. And look, at the end of the day, it shows up everywhere. It shows up all the time, whether we're dealing with a global pandemic or not. Whether people are 100% work from home or not, influencing is an essential skill. And if you cannot influence, you're not going to be an awesome leader. You're not going to be able to deliver consistent, measurable wins, and you're not going to be able to upgrade your career. So learning how to influence and learning how to do it well is going to be essential to you, to your career, to your life, to your identity as an accomplished high performer. And dealing with other people's stuff, well, I think I have to tell you that this is something that we deal with all the time. Why didn't they do this? Why can't I convince them to do this? Why is my boss this way? Why is my team member this way? Oh my God, I can't believe that my colleague acts this way and made this decision. It's so, oh my God, I don't get it. Why God, why? You know, how many times do we play that record over in our head? Why did they do this? I just don't get it. I don't understand him. I don't understand her. Why are people this way? Right? That's really what we're talking about here, is that sense of frustration and wanting to get it, but can't. And that's where influencing comes in. Because when you have 100% confidence over your ability to influence other people, that record player just stops playing. Because you let go of the control. And instead you show up to every single conversation knowing that you have the best skills to help voice your opinion, to show the data, and to do it with love. But I want to talk a little bit more about how not to, because this is the way this usually shows up. When people talk about influencing, they often talk about controlling. And like I talked about in the last episode, it's not about controlling, but this is the way, because we're not taught how to influence. We're not taught how to sell in school. As far as I know, it's not part of the common core, and it probably not going to be right? It may not have been until maybe high school, maybe you were on a debate team or something like that, and you may have learned something about influence. But even debating, it's very transactional. It's not transformational. Like the idea of a debate is I'm going to present my side of the argument. And that's it. It's not about transforming people's ideas. At least usually it's not anyway. And it may not have been like for a lot of you, maybe until college, where you really learned about, let's say, the psychology of influence. And maybe you took some marketing and business classes, perhaps, maybe not, where you learned about what selling really means and what it really takes to change someone's opinion, to change someone's perspective. So there's a lot of psychology there. There's a lot of marketing. There's philosophy underlying it as well. There's history. But because a lot of us don't have that understanding of it and never took, and maybe you did take a psychology class about influence, but did you really learn practically how to do it? How to sit someone down and change their mind? For most of you, I don't believe that you have. I didn't. I have a PhD in psychology. I didn't truly learn how to influence people until I started training, getting training and coaching, which didn't happen until years after I got my PhD. So to actually have a conversation with someone and transform their lives, I didn't learn that until my late 30s, which was well after I got my PhD. I know I look like I'm 25. I'm not, by the way. Yeah, I got my PhD when I was 7. Yeah, no. So anyway, that's why so many of us, and for me for the longest time as well, until I really learned how to do this, approach influencing like my way's better, your way's wrong, so we do it my way. And I know I'm oversimplifying it, but like if you boil it down to the basic structure of the way that most people try to influence, that's what it is. My way is right. And here's all the reasons why my way is right. And you're wrong. And here's all the reasons why that's a terrible, no good, bad idea. It's a bad idea for this reason, that reason, and the other reason. So therefore, we do it my way, right? And so when you really kind of boil it down, you could see almost how silly it is. Because when you put yourself in the other side of the table, right? Just put yourself on the other side of the table for a moment. The person who is being influenced, the buyer, right? You're no longer the seller, you're the buyer. You're the one who may even be a little bit open to changing your perspective, a little bit open to changing the way you've been doing it. Because yeah, you know what? Maybe we do need a better way at approaching this thing. But if the other person is basically just, I'm right, you're wrong. Like, how is that going to feel, first of all, like to basically be made wrong? None of us like to be made wrong, right? Just try doing it with your spouse. Actually, I don't recommend that at all. You know, try doing it with your kids or the person who you love the most. Make them wrong and see what happens. You know what I mean? Like, but it does kind of open up this clarity around, oh, wow, how have I been trying to influence in the past? Oh, God. Yep, that's me. That's really what I've tried to do. Maybe I've sprinkled in some compassion and some understanding, but it was really just kind of surface level. Yeah, you know, I get it. Why you want to be doing it this way, but really? Why are we doing it this way? It sucks. So the shift here to where we want to get to, it comes from the underlying, I think, bottle that most people have around influencing and selling. The underlying metaphor that a lot of people use when they think about, okay, I want to influence someone. And so the model that a lot of people use, and that I did for a while too, as I learned how to influence and I was beginning to learn how to sell when I first started the business, that it was something that I did to someone, right? And so for a lot of you, that's the way that you're thinking about influencing and selling, is that it's, I'm doing this to another person. And so the metaphor, or if you were to put a visual to it, it would almost be like you're throwing rubber darts at this other person and you're hoping that one of them sticks. Right? I'm going to talk and I'm going to show you how I'm right. And you're doing it to someone, right? And they're not sharp, pointy darts, right? You don't mean to hurt that person, right? You're not there to inflict pain, right? So that's why they're rubber darts. But it's kind of like, and you're just kind of hoping that something's going to stick, right? And that you're basically turning this other person, the buyer, into this metaphorical dartboard. And that if one of these darts just happens to say, oh, great. If it happens to stick, wonderful, I won. It's like you're doing it to that person. And the reason that doesn't work is because people aren't dartboards. And it's not what we actually mean to do anyway. We don't want to do anything to anyone else because that's not how we want to be influenced. We want to be inspired, not like poked and prodded and arm twisted. So the way that I would encourage you to rethink, reshape, take on a different perspective of influencing, take on a different perspective of selling so that you can do it better. And then you can actually create meaningful, positive change is instead of thinking about it as something that you do to someone, instead think about it like you are creating the space for positive transformation. You are creating that space around you and that other person. Create the space for positive change. That's what you're doing when you are influencing well. You just don't realize it. Because there are times that you have successfully influenced, successfully sold someone on something. And you did it well. You did it with love. You did it with compassion. You did it with power and strength. And the other person changed their mind and they saw it your way. And the reason that it worked, it wasn't because you were throwing rubber darts at them, doing something to them, is because you created this space and they changed their mind. So instead of like throwing darts at people, think about it as, with my words, I am creating energy. I am creating positive vibes. And I am surrounding me and this other person with this energy field, with this vibe field, whatever color it is that you want, you know, whatever color your energy you want it to be, it can be whatever you want. You're creating this wonderful rainbow of influence, this wonderful, lovely space around you and this other person. It's a powerful space too. You know, this isn't just all, you know, woo-woo fairy tales, you know, all of that stuff, right? Like there's an element of that, right? There's an element of I'm doing this with love. I'm doing this with compassion. I'm doing this with a sense of caring, but I'm also doing this. It's powerful as well. So whatever picture you want to create, what space are you creating with your words around you and the other person? It's almost like you're a designer. You know, you are a graphic designer. You are a space designer. With your words, you are creating that space, that energy for positive transformation. That's how you influence. That's how you inspire. That's how, with your words and your words, alone, and your words are powerful because it's not just about the words, it's about the energy behind them as well. And the nonverbal, the nonverbalness around them as well. Through all of that, that other person is feeling seen. That other person is feeling heard. That other person now is like, oh my God, you get it. You get me. You so get me more than anyone else has ever gotten me in this world. And oh, wow, I see it now. You want what's best for me. You're not making me wrong. Actually, you're making me right. You're making me even more right than ever. And the way that I am going to get what I want and that we're all going to get and we're all going to win is by doing it this way. So let's do it. That's what it looks like. And that's what it feels like when you are inspiring with heart. Because you are no longer having a brain-to-brain conversation, you're having a heart-to-heart conversation. That's what the core of this is. When you do it to someone, it's like brain-to-brain. And that doesn't work. But when you're having a heart-to-heart conversation and you activate your brain to bring in the evidence and the details, but at the core, it's I'm creating this space. I love you and I want what's best for all of us. That's how you inspire people. That's how you influence people. Whether it's your boss, whether it's your team, whether it's your colleague, whether it's your mom, your dad, your husband, your wife, your kids, your partner, whoever it is, being able to influence is one of the most powerful human skills that you can develop. Because by influencing, not only are you going to inspire positive change that we're and everyone's going to win, you're also going to inspire other people to inspire. And they're going to be like, wow, that felt really good. I want to learn how to do that too. I never knew that being sold to can feel so freaking good. That's what awesome leaders do. And I know that that's what you want to do as well. So make sure you make that shift. Don't think about it as I'm doing this to someone else and I am throwing darts at someone. That's not what influencing is about. What influencing is about is creating the space for positive transformation. And look, if what I've been talking about today has been resonating with you, and you are absolutely committed to not only becoming a master influencer and a superhero tech leader whose teams win consistently and you consistently build excellence, you consistently evangelize that excellence, where you are also absolutely committed to building a legacy that you're proud of, that other people are proud of, and you want to make a massive positive impact on the tech industry. And you want to do it now because there's no time, there's no more time to waste. The clock is ticking. It's only so many more years until retirement. It's only, you know that if you want to be a CTO or CIO or own your own business in the next 3 to 5 years, you got to start now. You got to start now. So if you're ready to make that commitment and go on this amazing journey of personal transformation while you make a positive impact, a massive positive impact, then it's time to book a call with my team, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to talk about what's going on in your career right now, what your biggest challenge is, what's not working. We're also going to talk about what is working and where you want to go. And if we can help you get there, we're going to tell you. We're going to show you how. We'll talk about all of the details. If we can't, we're going to make sure that we steer you toward resources and that we recommend next actions that are going to keep you on the path toward amazing career growth. So it's really win-win. It's win-win. Because we are here to influence. We are here to inspire you. But we're not gripping to the outcome. Because you know what? It's a conversation. And however that conversation goes, we're going to be there to guide you with love and with power and with certainty and what's going to be best for you. So if that's the kind of conversation you want to have, book a call with us today. thepeoplestack.com/book. And if you show up coachable, if you show up open to new perspectives, it is going to be the most clarifying and valuable conversation you've ever had about your tech career. thepeoplestack.com/book. So remember, folks, influencing is not about controlling other people. It's not about doing something to other people. That's icky. That's nasty. That's why it feels that way. It's about wanting what's best for them. It's about seeing them, hearing them, getting them, knowing that you got them, and creating the space for that positive transformation to happen. That's it for the day, folks. Talk to you again next week. Bye-bye. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.